Okay, we're doing our quick halacha in memory of Asher Chaim ben Avraham Avinu. The Kitz Shulchan Aruch writes, "Bekriyat Shema Yesh Reish Mem Hei Tevot." There are 245 words in Shema. Ushleach Tzibur Chozer Hashem Lokechem Emet Kedei Lashlim Remach Kibnyan Nevaram Shel Adam. And the Shliach Tzibur, he repeats the Hashem Lokechem Emet. You know, that's Ashkenazi custom. And if an individual wants to, he could say it with Shliach Tzibur. And even if you're reading alone without a minion, you could repeat those three words, which I don't remember ever seeing this opinion before I saw it here. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Beis Yosef says, have in mind in your emet v'yatziv v'nachon v'kayam v'yashar, whole Kabbalistic calculation to figure out how to fill in the letters that you missed. But this seems to be very important to get the 245 words in, corresponding to the limbs of the body, because the Shulchan Aruch does a whole mathematical equation, how you get it in, and we have the custom, we begin with El Melech Ne'emon, before Shema, in the event that we're not going to catch the Shaliach Tzibur say, Hashem Lokechem Emet, so that we end up saying 248 words. Why is that so important? I don't know, but it corresponds to the limbs of the body, and for some reason Chazal held it to be very important. When we reach the Michamocha Ba'ilim Hashem, Michamocha Ne'edav Ba'kodesh, Tilot Le'el Elyon, right? So then we should stand up and prepare ourselves for Shmona Esrei. Unfortunately, you don't see this in Shul today, right? People get up after they finish. Baruch Hashem Go'al Yisrael, and then people are standing. It shouldn't be that way. You're supposed to take your three steps, stand in place. When you reach Tilot Le'el Elyon, as though you're prepared for Shmona Esrei. And then, but what can I say? The custom doesn't seem to be this way. But this,
when should you say that?
When you get to Tilot Lekel Elyon, just before Michamocha. Just before the sentence before Tilot Lekel Elyon, Baruchum Borach Moshe Bnei Yisrael Chanu Shirab Simcha Baba Muchulam Michamocha.
Right.
So over there, you're already supposed to stand up and be prepared in the place you're going to daven Shmona Esrei. We don't just finish the blessing and then stand up into Shmona Esrei. We want to be in place, ready beforehand. Think about it. I always say, you know, when a president comes, when a rock star comes, everyone runs out to see when is he coming, right? You know, when the prime minister comes to Merkaz Arav, you'll see all the guys are standing outside waiting. When's he going to come? And when it come, take out the Sefer Torah, everyone's sitting in their seats. Why doesn't everyone go up and greet the Sefer Torah? The halacha says you're supposed to walk with the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh to the Bima and back to the Aron Kodesh. You can't get till the Sefer Torah, at least advance towards the Sefer Torah. Same thing with Shmona Esrei, where we're having the opportunity to talk to God. So we got to prepare ourselves. We don't just stand up and get there when it's time.
But the question is, we should try to stay within the congregation. So if we're the only one standing up at that time, is that an issue if no one else is standing up? Because everyone else is standing up and has to be
made. That's a good question. I'll tell you, it's also an issue with, he's talking about the Shachris. You could stand up later in the Shkivenu. He's talking about the Shachris, where this is the two sentences before you're hitting Shmona Esrei.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you if we could consider this a custom, because you see, everyone does this. People do not stand up early before Shmona Esrei, even though in Halacha this is quoted.
From Shulchan Aruch?
It's not in the Shulchan Aruch itself, but it is quoted in the later commentaries. I don't think this says in Shulchan Aruch.
In the Arsh,
yeah, Sfaradim, yeah? Okay. But I haven't seen people do it. Maybe in Sfaradim, yeah. I haven't seen people do it.
The Arsh say that you should stand up at Tilot.
No, that's what's brought. It's not his invention. Other commentaries say it as well. But I don't know. I haven't seen people do it. You know, I do it, but I haven't seen other people do it.
That's what I'm saying. Is that the question? The question is that it's okay to do something against the congregation because we saw it in the halacha.
Here,
they didn't see it in the
so
halacha.
It depends on how overt it is. Here, it's something that's not so overt. Like, who notices if you get up 2 seconds earlier? It's a difference of milliseconds. Like, people don't really notice it.
Okay.
So here, I think it would be okay. If it were something more more overt, then you really should ask a halachic question.
Is it something on the Shema? What was it, the three words?
We introduce Shema with Kel Melech Ne'eman. It says it in small print. Oh, what is that?
I mean, I've seen it in some sigurs with Kriyat Shema al-Mitah, that you can say it at the beginning, but
it's a machlok is Shulchan Aruch grow, whether we add that or not. Because it doesn't really have basis in Shulchan Aruch to say those words. We say Kel Melech Ne'eman is an acronym for Amen. And it's as though you're saying Amen on the previous blessing. And on the other hand, it's adjacent to the Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu. And that way you get in like three words to fill in the, to get 248 words. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, yeah, say that if you're not with the congregation.
In Shachrit?
In Shachrit, yeah. If you're not with the congregation, say that. The Gra says, what do you mean? That's a pause in between the blessing you made on Shema and the Shema you're going to say.
I think I remember Ben Shema saying that just repeat those words.